So the simple answer is we look at conduct. We don't look at the speech itself. We look at conduct. We look at how the tool is being used. And you're right in that, like, I think when people see Twitter, they see and they expect it to be a public square. They can go into that public square. They can say whatever they want. They can get on a pedestal. And people might gather around them and listen to what they have to say. Some of them might find it offensive and they leave. The difference is there's also this concept of this megaphone, and the megaphone can be highly targeted now with Twitter as well.
Right.
So it's not the speech, it's how it's amplified.
When do you decide this is harassment? When do you decide this is hate speech? This is a fictional account, right?
Yeah,
fictional
yeah.
person we're talking about. But what would dictate something that was egregious enough for you to eliminate them from your platform?
Well, that's a heavy action. So that's the last resort. But we look at the conduct. The probability of someone who is harassing one person, it's highly probable that they're also harassing 10 more people.
Right.
So we can look at that behavior. We can look at how many times this person is being blocked or muted or reported. And based on all those all that data, we can actually take some action. But we also have to correlate it with the other side of that, because people go on and they coordinate blocks as well, and they coordinate harassment, and they coordinate, I'm sorry, not harassment, but reporting, reporting a particular account to get it shut down and to take the voice off the service. So these are the considerations we have to make, but it all starts with conduct, and oftentimes we'll see coordinated conduct, whether it be that one person opening multiple accounts or coordinating with multiple accounts that they don't own to, you know, go after someone. And there's a bunch of vectors. People use retweet for that, the quote tweet for that a lot as well. Like, you know, they'll quote tweet a tweet that someone finds and they'll say, look at this idiot, Twitter, do your thing. And then just this mob starts and goes and tries to effectively shut that person down. So there's a bunch of tools we can use. The permanent suspension is the last resort. One of the things that we can do is we can downrank the replies. So any of these behaviors and conduct that look linked, we can actually push farther down in the reply chain. So it's all still there, but you might have to push a button to actually see it. You might have to show more replies to actually see this harassing account or what might look like harassing language.